You're listening to the update from ABQ Free Press Weekly, an analysis of local news and issues by ABQ Free Press Weekly Associate Editor Dennis Domjalski.
New Mexico judges order payday lender Fastbucks to pay $32.2 million in restitution to New Mexicans for circumventing a state law designed to curb payday lending and putting customers into installment loans they just could not pay off. The decision by state court Judge Francis Matthew in Santa Fe ended a seven-year-old lawsuit which said that Fastbucks changed its lending practices to skirt a 2007 state law that was designed to make payday lenders give customers a chance to actually pay off their loans over 130-day period. Instead, Fastbucks put many of its customers into installment loans and were not allowing borrowers to pay off their loans when they were able to. Tens of thousands of New Mexicans could be eligible for the refunds. Mayor Richard Berry's administration is defying a city council order that it develop a contingency plan in case the Albuquerque Rapid Transit Project doesn't get as much or any federal grant money than expected. Earlier this year, the council had requested a contingency plan for the $119 million project, and that plan was due to the council last week. But Berry's office said no plan was needed because it expects to get all the federal money for art. And today, the U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver will hear oral arguments on the lawsuit that is looking to stop art. Now that Donald Trump has been elected president, there is concern over whether his administration will continue to aggressively pursue the reform effort at the Albuquerque Police Department. Every president has different priorities, and it is not clear what Trump's will be when it comes to enforcing the Justice Department's settlement agreement with APD. Peter Simonson, the executive director of the ACLU of New Mexico, says he's concerned that Trump's DOJ could back off on aggressively enforcing the agreement. And former city council Pete Dinelli says he is worried that Trump's administration will just walk away from the deal. I'll be back in a moment with some more news.
Wait, they banned what? You're on the Soundbeat. Who doesn't appreciate a good old-fashioned sappy song now and again? Well, John Welch, for one.
Light a candle in the chapel.
As the head of religious broadcasting at the BBC in the 1940s, he was behind many recording bans. His reason for banning Light a Candle in the Chapel, recorded by Frank Sinatra and the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra in 1942, the song was, and we're quoting here, so nauseatingly sentimental that it debased the Christian religion. So much for writers being their own worst critics.
Say a prayer and ask the angels to guide and to watch from above.
Sinatra and Dorsey would part ways soon after. You can find out why right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
I'm back, and here's some more news. The murder case against two former Albuquerque police officers who fatally shot homeless camper James Boyd remains uncertain. Special Prosecutor Randy McGinn has filed a court motion asking that the decision on whether to retry the two former officers be passed to District Attorney-elect Raul Torres. The trial of the former officers, Keith Sandy and Dominic Perez, resulted in a hung jury last month, with nine jurors voting for acquittal and three favoring a conviction. Some legal experts say that as the special prosecutor, McGinn indeed has the authority to dismiss the charges, but McGinn said that such an important decision needs to be made by a district attorney who has been elected by the citizens and not an appointed special prosecutor. The judge in the case has scheduled a status hearing on that matter for today. Now here's another reminder, the Free Press is now weekly and you can pick us up at more than 450 locations in the metro area. That is it for now. Have fun out there.
You've been listening to the update from ABQ Free Press Weekly, an analysis of local news and issues with ABQ Free Press Weekly Associate Editor Dennis Domjalski. ABQ Free Press Weekly is available at more than 500 locations from Belinda, Santa Fe, online at freeabq.com.